Blog Talk Radio.
The bland is good to go.
You have to, or else you won't hear anything. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
You hear me? I cannot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Ooh,
yeah,
I can hear anybody.
Smooth, crispy, crispy. It's crisp.
Hi. I don't have anything coming to mind. Oh, there I go. Hey, hi, how are you?
Snap, crackle, pop.
Ooh, Mark's got a big voice.
Snapping.
Snapping.
The seltzer water.
welcome to an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Tonight, Suicide Silence will be sitting in on the show. Hopefully they live up to their name and keep their mouths shut. Way too much yapping on the show lately. How about some quiet time for a change? Thank you. Here's the quiet show.
That's not nice, Chuck Blandington. Sorry about that, guys. That's our announcer, Chuck Blandington. He's a bit robotic. Welcome to the live cast.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome.
We're sitting in. We have two very special guests. Well, three. We have Mark and Mitch from Suicide Silence.
What it do?
We're hanging out with those guys tonight. And they have their buddy Luigi sitting in.
What's up?
Who's filling in for Sean and Darren, who are late.
Tardy.
Very tardy to the party. And we have quite the party today because we're going to be playing a game show with you guys.
Oh, fuck.
You didn't let us know this.
Yeah, if Darren gets here. It's called Death or No Death. It's an exciting game where the host of the show will give you four band names and you will have to pick out the real band.
Oh, all right.
Or in some situations, pick out the fake band.
Okay.
Out of the four.
I like that.
So it's going to be a fun game. We're playing that a little later on in the show.
Oh, sounds good.
How long do I have to do this?
Oh, this is a two-hour plus show.
You're contractually obligated for 2 hours, possibly two and a half.
Is anyone even listening to this?
Millions of people are listening worldwide, or about like 100 or 200 people.
Huh.
And then we have thousands of downloads on our archives, so people will definitely hear you guys.
Millions of thousands.
We have 112 current listeners.
Really? All right, 112 people. It's really weird. We got here and no one here talked to us until we started talking to them. It was really weird. Now we're talking and now they're acting like they're our best friends.
We are best friends because we're here on the live cast.
God, what dicks.
We just didn't want to ruin any of the friendly banter for before the show. We wanted to save it for the show. And people at home listening live right now, you guys can call in and talk to us, talk to the band. The number to call in is 646-929-1357. If you're really cheap, you can use, and you have a Gmail account, you can use Google Talk to make a free call to us.
I wouldn't call them cheap. I'd call them smart.
Save you money, buddy.
Exactly.
Sure.
You can actually hook that up to your phone line and not have to pay for your cell phone, you know? You can do
that. Mm. This is Tech Corner with Mark of Suicide Silence.
Yeah. Fucking sex robots. You
all right.
Seen that
Sean
show?
Is here.
And Darren.
All right. We have the whole cast of the show here.
Oh, well, Luigi's stepping out.
Yeah, Luigi, thanks for the contribution.
Yep. Yep.
Later, Luigi.
So we have a caller already on the line. Let's just put
everybody else calling too. Ask us questions about
the
Black.
Put them
crime.
Online.
Yeah,
310.
Give us your stupidest questions,
please.
310. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. What is your name?
Yeah. Max.
What's up, Max?
I'd like to ask a question. For Mick and Mark, Mitch and Mark. How was the whole recording for the Black Crown?
Oh, we're getting into it right away.
How was it?
Yeah, like how was it? How was the whole recording process different from the last record working with Machine? And
it was literally like night and day. Machine works one way really, really, really well, and then Steve Hefix works a completely different way. It's like night and day between the two of them. I don't know how it was for guitars and drums, but vocally I was doing like 6-hour fucking recording days for each song. Like one day, 6 hours for one song. Because he would grind and grind and be like, no, you can do better. No, you can do better. I don't understand what you're saying. Like, on this one, like, everything I say, he wanted to make as decipherable and as legible as possible so you always know what the fuck I'm saying, even though I'm screaming or growling. So he made it was rough, but I'll let Mark go first. But how was it with the guitars, dude?
Oh, dude, Steve Evans is a badass. And the difference, I think, was there was lots of I don't know. Machine is sick as fuck, but he is a futuristic producer. He, like, lives in some other dimension. And it's really cool, but Steve is way more natural, and that's pretty much the difference, is we were just going with everything real and getting everything to sound as real as possible.
Yeah, 100% real guitar tones, real drums.
There's like, nothing, there's literally nothing fake.
Nothing the computer did. There's no zero plugins.
Yeah. I actually
pedals.
Wanted to ask you, why did you guys choose to work with Steve Evans over...
Well, because we did the first record... completely live, and then
cleansing was done completely live.
And then we kind of jumped like too far ahead, like 10 steps forward going with Machine, which wasn't still. It's not a bad idea, and I still love the album and I love the recording of it. But it was just not. It was.
Our headphones just got unplugged for a second.
Well, yeah, it just wasn't quite us. So, like, we just wanted to kind of blend the two of not live, but not completely crazy futuristic recording.
Yeah, so it's not over synthetic. Just wanted it to be 100% organic. Like, we're five guys. A band is a group of dudes that makes a sound, and we wanted to make that sound and have it captured, like what we do when we actually play a live show, not have a bunch of computers emulate it.
Cool. Well, thanks for your question.
Can I have a follow-up about Steve Evans?
Sure.
Does he still have the Jerry Curl style haircut?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, good. Last time I saw him, which was like 10 years ago, he had like the
Dude, he showed me
Jerry
a picture of him when he was playing in some band. He had super long hair. He used to look so metal, and now he just looks like some regular dude.
Oh, I love. On a side note, I love Steve Evans.
He's super cool.
I miss good conversations with that dude.
Well, once again, we are on the air with Suicide Silence. You can call in and talk to the band. The number to call is 646-929-1357. We have another call, 732, familiar area code, 732, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's your name?
This is Liam.
What's up, Liam? What's your question?
My question is actually for Mitch. I wanted to know, where did he learn to scream?
It's not like I learned it. When I was growing up, there was a band, a local band from my area called Wrench, W-R-E-N-C-H, like a tool. And the singer of that band was like a friend of mine that was way older than me, but his voice, like all he would do was growl like super low and then do these super, super high highs. And I remember one of the first shows I went to, I saw him play and they opened.
High, high.
And from that point, I just was like blown away and I wanted to do it. And I used to like put headphones on and just like scream into my pillow when I was like younger. And now here I am today. It's like there was no training, there was no learning. It was just that's the sound I make when I try. I mean, everyone creates a different sound because everyone's body's built differently. So it's like however your throat gets down, it gets down, and that's just how mine gets down.
Yeah, you do have a really – you almost sound, you know, at some parts, you kind of sound like somebody's grandmother that's like really naggy.
Mm. Get down here! Do your homework!
That was Noah's motto in high school. However her throat gets down, that's how it gets down.
Oh. Buzzing.
Someone's got to pay for college.
I just recently figured out that I like to pronounce words like dang or buzzing, anything that ends with an ing, and pronounce the G at the end. Mm-hmm. So if you say dang, it's a lot funnier
Buzzing.
Than dang. Buzzing! I just figured that one out.
Oh, wow.
Let's have that be a running theme through the show. Just try to say as many G-words as you can.
I'll try.
Work that in.
Fucking. Ding.
Fucking.
Ding.
Let's keep the calls going.
Call in. Ask us questions.
Once again, the number to call is 646-929-1357. We're on the air with Suicide Silence talking about their upcoming release, The Black Crown, out. Is it July 12th?
July 12th.
All right, 860, you're on the air. What is your name and question?
Hey, this is Dave from Hartford.
Hey, Dave from Hartford.
What's up? Black Crown fan, as you guys know. Question on, I know you guys, as far as I was aware of, have a cover song on the album. Is that still the case?
A cover song on this album? Should we just blow the cover right now? And
whatever.
It's
not going to be actually on the record.
What song was.
Yeah, it's not going to be on the physical record, but if you buy it,
I don't know.
One of the versions, it's either Best Buy or Hot Topic or some other store. One of the versions has the cover song on it, and the cover song is
Rob Zombie's Super Beast.
See, Mark said it. I'm not going to get in trouble now, by the way.
Okay,
everybody.
Cool.
But it's a super
beat. I blew the cover on the release date the last time I did this. So
really?
That was on the album name. Because I remember when I was hanging out with you guys at After Work Tour, me and Garza were talking.
Dave?
Talking about, what?
Is Dave, like old school Suicide Silence shirt, Dave?
Yes, that is me.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah, because I know me and Garza were talking about like tossing around some Korn songs that you guys should do.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We're not trying to jump the gun on doing a Korn cover.
And there's also
Everybody
a lot of other
like
really big surprises on the record. So just
sounds good. Cool. Well, I just put in my pre-order a few days ago, so that should be good.
Hell yeah, man.
Thanks for pre-ordering that thing, man. It helps a lot.
Yeah, no problem. All right, I can't wait to see you guys again pretty soon.
Awesome,
all right,
man.
See you on Mayhem.
Thanks for calling.
Cool. Let's take a quick break and play a track from the album.
What track?
Well, I guess we'll play one of you.
Yeah, yeah. Do the only one.
And we'll be back really shortly with more Suicide Silence.
Headbang, motherfucker.
Push your chair, push your burden, die, erase everything about at least something on your mind. You know how to grab one, now you got one, yeah. We'll be right back.
Chuck Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now, here's the show.
Who doesn't like fully grown mechanical vagina?
I didn't know WALL-E was a girl.
Isn't that what they called Smith in high school?
That's right.
Sex robots. Have you seen that show, Sex Robots, on like the Discovery Health Channel?
Mark watches weird shit.
Dude, I love weird shit.
No, tell us about it.
It's fucked up, man. Like, first, there's these people, and they're all sweaty for some reason in the show, and they build these sex robots. And people...
The reason they're sweaty is because they were working their asses off.
They're working their asses off making something they can fuck.
Is this dildos on pistons, or what is
this? No, this is like... I don't even know how to explain it. It's like this weird-looking robot, and they just try and make a vagina on it, and they make it so that it can do whatever you want to it. But it's really weird. And then there's this guy that had a hypnotherapist come in and hypnotize his girlfriend to be a robot. So that she will have sex with him in whatever way he wants to. Oh God, it would make the best like stand-up comedy routine.
I'm terrified to look at Mark Tivo.
By the way, we're on the air with Suicide Silence. This isn't just vagina sex robot talk.
Wait, couldn't you just like duct tape one of those rubber vaginas to anything and then be a fuck that thing,
dude?
If
you know anybody that's been to jail or for quite a while, you know, a toilet paper roll and a warm banana peel and a toilet seat, you close the toilet seat on the fucking on the toilet paper roll and the warm vagina or the warm banana peel.
This is really good advice.
But then what happens when your cellmate sits on the toilet?
Well, then they're sitting on their – they're sitting on your fake vagina.
Well, what if you're fucking the fake vagina?
Yeah, what if you're not done yet?
Well, then you're probably putting your dick right in between their balls and their asshole. Yeah. I mean,
that's another party.
You know?
That's
right.
And it's Rob's bedroom.
Right. My bedroom is not in prison, no.
But it
that
does have a
so
toilet.
So inaccurate.
Yeah,
it does have a toilet.
It does have a toilet, though.
No speech to the other hairy man sitting on your penis. They objected
hey,
to the prison part.
It's not gay if your balls don't touch.
Let's talk about metal.
That's not what the show is about.
The weird gay
really.
Sex got weird.
What's that Brian Pesan joke? It's like it's not gay if you're like sucking a dick and then you say you yell Slayer.
I just have Slayer posters all over my room. It's like bass. Yeah. Like when you touch bass, you're good.
No longer gay.
So, once again, our number is 646-929-1357. We are at Suicide Silence. Later on in the show, we're going to play a game of death or no death, but right now we have a gazillion callers. So, first we're going to get to Kip. Kip's on the line.
That's my dad.
Mitch's dad, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Kip.
What's up, Dad?
Happy birthday, Kip.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you a big Suicide Silence fan?
Oh, yeah. They're great. They're great. My favorite band.
No, he comes out to every home show. He comes out, he'll be there, he'll party on the bus, and then party backstage.
And he can outdrink us all.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Now, Kip, do you share your son's love of tattoos? Are you also tattooed
yeah,
opera?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I have it, not as heavily.
But he has a, what is it, Dad? It's a flag. Just don't tread on me. It's the original, like, old school. What flag? What does that represent, Dad?
Done by his artist.
Yeah, John Montgomery did it. John Montgomery, best tattoo artist ever.
Oh, so you have a guy.
Yeah, he's one of my really good friends, and he's done, like, my entire body except for my fingers.
Is that off limits for him?
He won't do fingers.
No fingering.
Hey, Mitch, by the way, I like the album a lot.
Oh, yeah, I gave my dad a copy of the album the other day for his birthday,
It's really, really, really good. Best thing you guys have ever done. And Mark, I love your solos. They're awesome.
Thanks, man.
No, he's like your number one fan.
He's a love fest.
No, my dad plays the guitar and he shreds. And he's the reason I got into making music. So
he played my 8-string with Alex one day at practice.
He was jamming.
And they were playing like surf kind of music on an 8-string, like tuned to F, and it was really cool.
That's killer.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Is your dad banned?
Is he? No, he's not currently.
You need
band
to do a side project with him.
Right.
Come on, this is perfect.
Was he ever in a band?
Back in the day, yeah, just jam bands and stuff.
Well, he's here. Let's just ask him. Were you ever in a band?
Just garage band, just jamming, partying around. I couldn't live the lifestyle like these guys do. It's pretty hard. It's pretty demanding on your body. I do a safe job. I'm just a prison guard.
Oh, okay.
He just carries a big rifle and shoots people if they run.
So do you have him work like security at your shows?
No, he comes to shows.
Crowd
to get
control.
He comes to shows to get wasted with us.
It keeps with the prison theme that we were talking about.
Awesome.
I
cool.
know, right?
All right, Dad. Thanks for calling in. We're gonna go to the next caller now.
Oh! We got a new program director here. All right, we have Jason in Florida. Jason in Florida, you're on the air.
I should have played Don't Tread on Me.
Are any actual fans going to call her, or is it just Dad and then Fupa?
Fupa!
Hey!
Oh.
Son of a bitch. Goddamn.
Goddamn, Fupa.
Oh, it's not Fupa. Donkey Don just calls in.
Oh, Donkey Don?
Hey, you Donkey Don? What? Oh, hey.
I don't know what's going
Fupa,
on right
Fupa
now.
Fupa is our old drum tech.
He's amazing. Hey, just do Donkey Don for like 2 minutes. Go for it.
Hey, hi, friend.
Oh, hi, little boys. What is some sort of preschool area? Got to go 15 miles an hour for a reason. Check out the goods.
Nice.
So I just want to say one thing. Hey, y'all rock ass. I say ass on the radio.
You can say it. You can say it. Go for it.
Say it. Good. B, Black Crown rules ass. That one part that gets pretty in you, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that one part, of course.
I'm very proud of y'all for getting NU on it. I'm very proud.
Thank you, Poop.
Alex let me listen to the album when we did a little fiesta siesta for Cinco de Mayo. It was good stuff. I can't wait for the artwork and for the actual album. I'm going to go do what I don't do and buy it.
Wow. Are you drunk?
Nah, well, you know, just a little. I've been worse. All right, on to real fans. I'm done.
All right. Oh, now Jason. Now this guy's the program director. I love it.
Who was that? Who was fucking amazing? I love that dude.
Cool. All right, now we have Christian in Indiana. Christian, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, Christian. You're on the air with Suicide Silence.
What's up, man?
You guys kick ass. I'd just like to say that you're like my gods. Like, seriously, I had to run and get my laptop charger, and I, like, did a cartwheel down the hallway, tripped and everything, running all epic-like.
Epic-like?
You should have just wheels with a laptop in your hand.
I was so nervous.
That's cool.
So what's your question?
I was just, like, wondering what their influences were, really. Like,
on the new stuff or overall, as a band as a whole?
All-time influences.
All-time influences. We all kind of have a lot of the same influences, but it's like to give them all up, like overall, the ones we all have in common are bands like
Deftones, Korn,
Pantera,
Suffocation, Pantera, Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, it's a mixture between like older new metal and then just heavy ass fucking death metal. And it's like some of our favorite shit, and that's what made us do this, you know?
But my favorite band of all time is also The Who. So it's like,
okay.
I don't know, I like all kinds of shit.
Nice. You got to respect the old gods, too.
The old gods.
Yeah.
The gods.
The old.
Got him. It's true.
Without them, we wouldn't be here. So it's like, we always pay respect to our fucking elders, for sure.
I feel the same way. You guys are like, I don't even know. You guys are like what they are to you guys. You guys are like that to me. You influence me so much. Like, all I do is try to play you guys' stuff. I only have a 6-string, so it's kind of hard. But
dude, thank you very much, man. That means a lot. Like,
keep on ripping, dude.
Yeah.
I will, man, for sure. I'd have one more question.
Go for it.
If I, like, send one of you guys, like, I don't know, I'll, like, retweet one of your tweets or something, will you guys, like, give me a mention or something? My name is Christian.
I don't think so.
I think you just asked for a mention.
He wants mentions
retweet?
On Twitter.
A tweet mention.
Oh, Twitter.
Sure. No problem.
Trouble.
Do it,
yeah,
now.
Anything would be nice. You guys are like,
you
know, I don't even know. You helped me through the hardest times in my life. I respect that so much.
Yeah, sure.
All right, man.
I don't,
yeah.
Say something really, really ignorant, and I will retweet it.
Make it funny.
You'll know it's me. Like, I'll have a big bong in my picture. Like,
oh, perfect. That sounds great.
A big bong and a big lighter. You'll know it's me.
All right, take care. See us on. Buy the new record, fucking the Black Crown, and then see us on Mayhem, and we'll party. Later, man.
Everything rocks, by the way. You guys kick ass.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Christian. Once again, the number to call in is 646-929-1357. We're going to take Rita. Hello. In California.
Oh. Hi. My question is.
Good question. What part of California are you from?
I'm from Northern California, Vallejo.
Hot today.
That was probably pretty cool.
No, it's actually really raining right now, and I guess my question is.
You're interrupting me. I'm trying to talk about the weather.
Okay.
It's fucking hot. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a little delay with
It's all good. But anyways, I was just wondering, are you guys just going to tour Mayhem this year, or do you guys plan on like doing a full U.S. tour after Mayhem, or what's the plan with touring?
We definitely have more plans of touring coming up after Mayhem. I believe we're going to do a headliner, but it's not the full U.S. It consists more so of like Canada and
It's not totally confirmed. I don't even know where exactly we're going, but at the latest, we will headline the entire United States in the early 2012 next year.
Yeah.
Jesus,
there is a 2012.
I know. So early next year, we will definitely be doing a full U.S. headliner if we don't get to.
And actually, the second day of Mayhem is up north. So
yeah,
come out and see us on Mayhem. We're gonna play a bunch of new shit and
Shoreline.
Shoreline Amphitheater's up there where you're from. So come out to there, and at least that'll hold you over until we get back on tour on a headliner.
Oh, I definitely will. I look forward to seeing you guys at Mayhem.
All right, cool. We'll see you there. Have fun.
Wicked sick, Rita.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, get out of here.
God, dicks.
All right, now we're going to take...
You on air light in the studio? What are you doing?
Oh, excuse me. Frank, this is your place or something.
If you only could see where we're sitting right now.
Yeah. Describe it for everyone at home.
Well,
it's a
beautiful
studio.
Yeah, there's a microwave. I don't think it works on top of the refrigerator. That doesn't look like it works.
It works, dude.
It both works.
It says
just because it has duct tape on it.
The freezer says try. That looks like some kind of art of a little kitty cat.
It's a little female, man.
And then Yoko Ono right below it.
Yep, there's Yoko.
Is she wearing her
prime
stars and straps necklace?
Yeah, right.
I think we can say that we're changing studios, so like we're in the 1 week of transitional period. So
the interim.
The lovely Frank allowed us to use his Willie B apartment.
It's perfect.
We appreciate it.
Is that Derek?
Thank you, Frank.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Fucking Yankees or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of Yankee memorabilia everywhere you look.
Yeah.
And a playbill for Wicked.
Yeah, Frank doesn't have much in the way of decorations here. It's sort of like he moved into somebody else's place. And
there's too many lava lamps. on the sides of a special report, The End of Bin Laden, Time Magazine.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
There's
actually
a lot of anti-Bin Laden
stuff.
That's
pretty cool, though.
If you check the bedroom, like
I do not want to
Frank
check
wants,
the bedroom.
Yeah, Frank wants them to go to his
bedroom. Yeah.
Frank, is this like your apartment solo and you just moved in with all the stuff here? Or is this like your roommate stuff?
It's all his roommate stuff.
I must say, though, for a place in New York, it's the biggest... is this an apartment? This is the biggest apartment I've ever been in New York.
If you guys saw our hotel room, the hotel's nice, but our hotel room is the size of probably the bathroom here. We got in and we're like...
And there's construction going on 24-7.
Next all night.
So it made waking up early this morning not too bad.
And we got to wake up tomorrow early to do some more press, so kind of a good thing.
Do you guys enjoy doing press?
What's press?
It's when you talk to people about your
you mean
music.
when we answer
like
questions
this.
About ourselves?
Yeah.
And our band?
Yeah.
Yeah, how we do you feel it. About that?
Yeah.
fact that we're able to talk to our fans is badass.
No, that's cool.
You
Let's
guys,
stop talking to you assholes and talk to our fans.
Not so much.
Okay, fair enough. I just want to know, though, what are your press influences?
Our press influences?
Yeah, like whose interviews do you try to emulate?
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
That sounds like a question someone calling would have asked.
Yeah,
you got the joke.
Hey,
all right.
What kind of answers do you like to answer?
What's your favorite answer of all time? All right, let's take Nick from California. Nick, are you there?
Yeah,
What's up,
yeah.
Nick?
You're on the air with Suicide.
Nick.
Nick. Oh, I think you do it for me.
Damn.
I got a question for Mitch.
What's up, man?
All right. So if you were married, would you fuck Snooki?
Wait. If
you were him, would you
fuck Snooki?
No, if
he is married.
If you weren't married,
oh,
would you fuck Snooki?
Oh.
No, man. She's beat as fuck. She's all fucking shot. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine looking at her vagina. Her vagina's probably way worse than her. And so, no, not at all, never.
That was like a Walter Cronkite level question.
Yeah.
How do you feel
about headaches? Do you like headaches?
Yeah.
No, actually. I feel like Snooki would be good in the sack, though, even though she is kind of beat. I have to agree. I think
she was a cheerleader.
She'd be kind of wild.
She could probably suck a mean one.
She's way too thick.
She was a cheerleader.
She's like an
Staten Island
person.
Like. Yeah.
What's wrong with Staten Island?
Plenty. Have you been? Yeah. You've probably driven through, but not stopped.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a reason.
It's okay for driving through.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
All right, keep it moving along. We have Jordan in Massachusetts. Jordan.
All right, so I'm wondering, this is a question for Mitch, really.
What's up?
How many lives do we have to live?
Come on, man. You know the lyrics already. It's easy.
Are you a Tibetan Book of the Dead kind of guy? Like, you're wondering about, like, you know, living again or what?
I just want to know, Mitch, how many lives do we have to live?
I think he had his one thing to ask, and he's spent now.
Yeah, can't improvise.
One, man. You're born, you grow, you live, you get old, and then you die. That's it. You get one shot, and that's it.
All right, sounds great. Thanks.
Yeah. You're so just hung up.
Intellectual.
She's gonna go blow his head off right now.
You really bummed that guy out.
Yeah.
Intellectuals right here.
I'm sorry. You get 9 lives. I swear.
All right, fine.
Cat.
These callers are like in the top 1% of any band that we've ever gotten to. So you should.
Yeah.
These are actually really good questions compared to other band questions we get. Usually it's.
Because we have amazing fans.
Anal cunt.
He called in, but it was. It's pretty. I think it's my favorite interview that
we've
done. It was second favorite.
Did anybody ask him what his favorite book is?
No, but the thing was that he just woke up from coming down from doing crystal meth. For 6 days,
yeah.
Which we found out through the course of the interview. Because first of all. The interview happened like 45 minutes late, and then like slowly, but he wasn't really talkative at first. And then we're like, "Did you just wake up?" He's like, "Yeah." Like, what were you doing?
It's on a 6 day bender.
Yeah. Jesus.
Putnam, not only that's like the best last name in the world.
Yeah.
But I forgot who interviewed him. But they ask him like, "Oh, have you read any good books lately?" And he goes, "He's fucking wasted at Billboards or whatever in Sacramento." And he's like, "I'm not a nerd. I don't read Burks." I was like, fuck yeah.
That's
so good.
That's great.
Oh, lovely.
That's great. All right, let's keep.
Back.
I see in the chat, Seth Putnam's favorite book is Mein Kampf. Did he say that on our show? Did he say that on our show? I don't remember that.
I don't.
No, I think he tweeted it.
I don't read
it. Possible.
Yeah.
All right, let's take Todd from New Jersey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Okay. Quick question. What's your favorite song to play live? Like the fun, your funnest song.
I like Disengage.
Mark likes Disengage. My favorite song to play live, like currently, we haven't played it live. Oh, and actually, the new song, it's called Fuck Everything off the Black Crown.
Yeah,
and
I heard.
Even though like the record's not out and people don't know the song, when we're playing it, I can have everybody at the show scream Fuck Everything immediately. Just like, it's the best feeling ever. You know, so I love playing that one right now currently. Fuck Everything, and that's the one we're going to be playing on all these upcoming tours. So, learn
and
the
some
words.
More new songs too.
Other ones, but no, learn the words of that shit and skiing it.
I'm getting kind of buzzed right now.
Yeah, now the party's going to start.
Yo, Mark ended 31 days of sobriety last night.
Sober all the month of whatever boring month that was.
Man,
but just not because he needed to, but just because he wanted to.
Because he could.
To prove
he's
to
like,
himself.
Yo, I'm not a slave to alcohol, right? Alcohol's your bitch.
Boom.
So it was the month of gay.
Month of gay.
Like Burks.
Yeah. Gay
like Burks.
Well, the month of gay is Burks month.
Yeah.
So
National Burks month.
Oh, that's good.
So right now we're going to keep it in the family because Mitch's daughter is on the line.
Oh, jeez.
This is exciting.
Really?
Hello?
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 Hi, where are you, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Hi, baby. Daddy's in New York still. Daddy flies home tomorrow. Daddy flies home on the airplane tomorrow.
All right, cool. That was Mitch's daughter.
Wait. Don't.
She said the funniest
Kennedy.
Thing to me the other day.
Is she on Linesville?
Yeah.
Kennedy. Kennedy.
She must have heard my voice.
There's been a horrible accident.
Kennedy.
My children attack.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, she hung up.
The other night, she's not even four. The other night, like, I don't even know what we were talking about. Like, what are you going to do tonight? I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to chill. And she's like, well, you better bring your jacket. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so fucking funny.
Better bring me, read me a Burke before I go to bed.
Kennedy, you got to learn to read.
Kennedy?
Read me a Burke.
All right. Once again, the number to call in is 646-929-1357. Calls keep coming in. We have Trey from South Carolina on the line. Trey, you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Chillin', man. How you doing?
What pretty up? Good, pretty good. Question for everybody in the room. If you could come back as any animal in reincarnation, if you believe in it or not, what would you come back as?
I would come back into the future when bears and sharks and elephants
mated.
Combine and make an elephant shark bear so that I could run around and ravage the world.
Nice.
Done.
How
about that?
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
About? That's fucking awesome.
Wow, it takes a lot to impress that guy. Anybody else have something they'd be
I actually get asked this question a lot.
What's the answer? So do you have
fucking
a good answer?
Fucking narwhal. Wow. Always. A whale with a goddamn unicorn horn. That's all I want
to
be.
Yeah.
That's weird that you said, because we had footage of you pretending to be an animal the other day. Here.
Is the lion.
There's me as a lion.
Oh, okay.
Rob?
I don't know. What would I be reincarnated as?
Naked mole rat?
I just would go with something that could fly.
I would definitely do a bird of some sort, just because I find flying fascinating.
A glass skink?
And I always have dreams about flying.
No
but
way.
Don't
you like
think,
to swim.
Don't
you should
you
be
think
a fish.
Sharks and
don't
bears.
Tell me what I should be.
Sharks and bears and elephants, I could probably swim crazy, too.
Wait, what
that.
If I was underwater, a fish bird?
Those
where I could swim
a
and
flying
fly.
Fish?
A flying fish you're talking
about?
No, a swimming bird. Not a flying
fish.
You want
to
be like a penguin.
Yeah.
You want to be a penguin.
Oh, hey, penguins are nice.
What about a barnacle?
Oh, my goodness.
I like barnacles. You know what? No. I would totally be an octopus. I was once super stoned watching the Science Channel, and octopuses are awesome. One of those ones that can camouflage itself.
Yeah, they change colors. They're
fucking
badass. And shit ink everywhere.
That shit, nobody fucks with the octopus.
Right.
You think the shark is going to fuck with an octopus? No.
People eat octopus.
Yeah, obviously
well,
Asians
people.
Fucks with
well, people. But no other animal in the water. I think the octopus is king, not the shark. Fuck the shark.
What about like a giant squid? Like a leviathan?
Dude, that'd be so cool.
Probably pretty lonely living, as a, you know. There's
yeah.
I
think
not a bunch of them hanging out.
I think being
true.
Anything without a cerebral cortex would be cool because then you just couldn't fucking really give a shit about anything but fucking and eating.
Right.
Yeah. But would you even like appreciate the fucking and eating, or you probably wouldn't even be?
Well, no. This is another thing that I kind of came to a conclusion on is that there's no consensual sex in nature.
Wow.
Oh,
it's getting deep.
You
know, I read something about
that. You know, think about that.
People just come up and just do it. Well, I feel it's like less of a weird thing. It's just a
well,
thing that happens.
Well, because there's no court.
There's
like,
no court.
If one lion rapes another one, like,
who's
no lion jail.
Court?
Yeah.
No, not like
it.
That.
But also, I don't feel the lioness will feel raped. She's just like, oh, I guess this is happening.
Right.
You know, the lioness is like, no, get off.
Female
no,
animals
you have
accept
to be,
that that's what
you have
here
to be
for.
Fucking badass, and you have to go, like, beat the crap out of everything else, and then fuck whatever you are.
Right, yeah, the lioness is like, yeah.
You have to be fucking sweet. And it's like, there's also no such thing as primal anything as a human anymore. It's like the best fucking fishing rods in the world. You got fucking radar, GPS to see fish underwater. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
the shit's getting deep.
Yeah.
I'm buzzed. That's
Trey, you still there?
Yeah, we're still here, man. We're just listening to you guys babble, man.
Oh,
Trey,
we're babbling.
We're babbling? What? Well, I was just going to say, since you asked such a great question, We are
seriously, we're just sitting here chilling.
All right, listen, stop talking.
You're about to lose it.
Yeah, you know, I was about to give you a...
Hey, wait a second, though. I want to know what Trey wants to be. What could you? What would you be?
What about you, Trey?
That monkey fucking the frog.
No, it would be something really, really interesting. Like...
Oh, well, a very interesting answer.
True.
So you haven't even thought about what you would be? You ask us about this?
Yeah, it's a serious question. It's something to do when you're stoned.
Yeah, that's true.
You should be the chimp from BJ and the Bear. That's what I say. Go with that.
I would be the monkey. No, I would be the monkey from Grandma's Boys. That new karate with nunchucks. That would be cool.
You would be a karate nunchuck.
What about that monkey from Hangover 2 that sells drugs?
Yeah.
That's cool too, man.
Ruining everything.
That was the climax.
Oh, here we go.
I think he just gave like the best answer I've been looking for.
He's in the elevator.
Oh! Yeah!
Somebody did that to me for Hangover 1. I don't give a fuck.
And you see Ken Jeong's penis.
Again.
Yeah, that's
what a bear on a unicycle, you guys.
Well, that's like, it is the same exact movie. But if anybody who's a critical movie asshole, they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's not that fucking funny. But it's like, if you never saw Hangover 1, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's the same
thing. And I didn't yet.
Deal
I'm just happy Zach Galifianakis is getting paid. Like, it doesn't matter what
the reason.
He's
not that funny. He's really not that funny.
In the movie or in general?
In general, he's a funny... He would annoy the fuck out of me in real life.
Sid's going to climb over the table and kill you.
Seems like he's an asshole in real life, but comedy-wise, I think
he's
been...
You've seen the Netflix Live at the Purple Lung.
Oh, yeah.
He is funny, but it's like...
He's out of his mind.
He's completely. It's like there's comedy, which is dead, and now there's like post-comedy, which is him being stupid and awkward.
I love post-comedy.
I love it, too. Like, fucking Workaholics, that shit is funny as shit.
I have not seen that.
No, the show's really good. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, it was so good.
Oh, Mitch was like, look, I'm done talking to you guys. Let's get the fans on
here.
It's
no Mr. Belvedere.
It ain't Cheers. Fuck.
And you were going to give him some free shit, too, and he hung up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I took him off. Well, Trey, if you...
It's going to be my old shirt.
Just email hatemail@metalinjection.net and we'll...
You guys really have that?
We don't even need Darren to play sound effects.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Usually
I got a bunch
of
old shirts I'm trying to get rid of.
Sure.
No, we also have CDs.
I actually came across the Metal Injection shirts in a drawer I didn't know that I had shirts in.
Wow.
Yeah, all those gray ones.
Wow.
Gray.
It's in a... Metal.
I think it was, or maybe it was like a weird green or some shit. I don't remember.
It's in a drawer where he puts all the stuff that you send him that he doesn't want.
Oh, that was the
free crap draw.
Draw. Big fucking draw.
Please wear this. Draw. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I will.
Stab it. I'm going to throw this fucking meat in the draw.
Jeez. Now
with a Burke.
Oh, my God. Someone's
that was our
aggressive
line of...
drunk. Get that alcohol away from him. All right. We have Zach from PA on the line. Zach,
hey, guys.
What's up, Zach?
Not much. Real quick, I just want to say I saw you guys on Warped Tour last year. You're fucking amazing. I'm seeing you at Mayhem this year, so I'm really pumped.
Thank you very much, man. Glad you enjoyed
it. But my question was just kind of, with everybody tossing around like the word sellout and shit like that, especially with You Only Live Once being out loud, like, I just want to hear your guys' opinion on what it's like for someone to be a sellout or what you consider, since everyone just kind of hates on anyone that gets popular now and shit like that.
Well, check. We write music to make ourselves happy, and we like heavy shit, and we like metal. So, like, for us, making heavy metal is what we do. We don't try to make it for anybody else. So if people don't like it or people think, quote unquote, we sold out, it really doesn't matter.
I don't know what selling out is anyway. It's like, what are we gonna do? Fucking play music and not try and make a living off it?
Yeah,
I mean, if we weren't able to make money playing music, then we would have to get jobs, and we wouldn't be able to do.
And then
what we're
we wouldn't
doing.
Tour. We wouldn't make records. No one would see us, and we wouldn't make new music.
We
so
just
want
to have enough money to pay rent and fucking do whatever we have to do, you know. And I live with my parents, you know. Wow, we're not fucking selling out.
But you're like never home though, so it would almost be a waste of money to get your own.
Saving money. Well, I'm moving out later this year, but still.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Moving on up,
fucking.
All right, cool. Thanks for your question, Zach. Now we have Thomas in California. Thomas, you're on the air.
Yes.
Once again, by the way, everyone, the number to call is 646-929-1357.
Way to interrupt Thomas.
Yeah, screw him. What's your question?
I know. This is for Suicide Thomas. The Black Crown, are you guys going to have that on sale at Mayhem Festival?
Absolutely.
No, they're gonna totally not take advantage of the opportunity to sell their product.
No, it'll be there for sure, and it'll be all in stores and shit, but you can pre-order it. now. So either way.
Yeah, why haven't you pre-ordered it? Like, what kind of fan are you, Thomas?
Get some free goodies.
Why are you on the phone with us?
Hey, I'm a fan.
Oh, well, that proves it.
We appreciate it. We really do.
What's in your pre-order package?
There's like five of them.
No, I won't buy that pre-order package.
What are you asking about his package? That's rude.
There's so much shit
it's
in our
dick
package.
It's just dick pics.
Yeah, it's,
oh.
all, it's just dick pics. Sidekick dick pics.
There's dime bags of Mark's beard hair.
Oh, dude, you guys,
oh,
you
want
to know, you
wanna
know something? You want to hear some inside shit?
Good.
I'm going to sell some of my beard hair on Mayhem in dime bags.
Nice.
Whoa.
So if you want to buy some of my hair.
What are the prices?
How's that, how much that go for?
10 cents or 10 bucks?
You know, it's 10 bucks. You know, you can buy a $10 bag of hair.
Well, what I should say is how big of a bag does $10 get you?
Well, if you think about how much hair weighs, and a dime would be, you know, 0.5. It's about 0.5 a hair.
It's like a garbage bag of hair.
Okay.
It's a lot of hair. I'm also making shirts with my face on it. So if you want to buy that, you can buy that.
Who
too.
Doesn't want a shirt with you? Is there going to be any catchphrase? Do you have a catchphrase that you want
well,
to
see? This is
start.
I'm not even going to go to
Bazinga.
Bazinga. it says Mark. That's all it says on it. It looks like. Look it. I can show you it. It looks like the fucking down logo.
Whoa, you can't.
It's basically like a down fucking spoof, and I'm going to make a limited of 400 of them.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
And
I see.
And everyone's
awesome.
Seeing it. See, everyone's kind of laughing and smirking. But
I just chortled.
Chortled. But yeah.
What
the fuck? How did I even start talking about that?
Oh, he's also going
he's
to be.
About Mayhem,
he's going to be giving away 400 metal injection shirts that Rob sent them.
Yeah, they're all youth medium too. I don't know what the fuck's up with that.
They're periwinkle and burnt sienna.
Those were the only sizes we could really afford. So. Let's take Beck in Seattle. Oh, I hope this is this musician.
Beck Hansen.
I'm a loser.
Hey,
what's
up?
Hey Beck, could you lower
what's
your?
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I saw you guys last year at Warped Tour. I gave you guys all joints. I don't know if you remember.
Oh wait, yeah, no, actually, I think I do.
Oh, of course. We were talking about this before the show.
We were doing a signing, and as we were doing the signing, you like handed everybody that was signing something a joint.
Yeah, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Tent.
What? What were tent we were we signing at that day? Where were we doing the signing at? Oh, fuck. I don't remember, dude. It was during a Parkway Drive set. I just fucking remember I gave you guys the joints and met you guys, and that was the fucking shit, so.
Cool, yeah. I know. I remember we smoked those joints.
Yeah. We didn't throw them away.
Wow.
But how does that
were
work?
They good, at least?
I'm oh, sorry.
Yeah, what'd you say? Did they get me high?
Yeah.
You said, were they good?
Oh, they
were
good.
Were they good, at least? I either put it in my pocket and broke, or I gave it to, like, Alex, because Alex was smoking it at the table, so.
I think I was.
Actually, I fucking was going to ask when you guys were going to go on, like, a headlining tour, but somebody already asked that shit, but.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, what can we expect from the new album? Like, no, like, spoilers or anything.
Okay.
But like...
Pull that one out. You don't have to ask a question. It's all right.
I want to know. Right. I want to follow up to the joint question. Did you, like, just walk up to them and give them joints? Like, you planned that out when you left your house? Or like, Aaron said, do you have joints? Can we have some? Or what was the...
That's a good question.
What was the approach?
Well, I had, like, two cigarette packs full of joints, and I was selling them. And
he's an entrepreneur.
You read the IC book, didn't you?
No, but yeah, I was selling them, and then I was like, oh, how can I make them remember me? So like, I went up to all of them, and I was like, oh well, and they had a sign that said, "We need weed." I'm pretty sure that's what it said.
That we always do.
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll wake up, draw a sign, and just like hang it somewhere.
But this is
does
the
it
truth.
Always work?
It always works. This is the
yeah,
truth.
And
I always tell people, if you give me weed, I'll smoke it and I'll get high and I'll think of you.
That's good.
And I'll get that weed and I'll be like, hell yeah, that dude gave me this weed or that girl gave me this weed and I'm thinking of you right now while I'm stoned.
It works. There you go, Beck. Thanks
oh,
for calling in.
Later, man.
Later, later, later.
All right, we have a ton of more callers. Well, let's take Freddie in Florida with a very interesting question.
What up, Freddie?
How do you know his question already?
We have a call.
Hey guys, I saw you guys last year on Warped Tour, and I'm gonna see you guys again. Mayhem, fuck off. And
I was going to ask you, what is your favorite strain of bud?
Oh, serious question here.
That's why you pulled it out.
That's right.
You
That's
stoner,
right.
you.
My favorite strain of marijuana is probably the stuff that I've only gotten once in Amsterdam, and it was called Hirokomo, and it was like labeled as this super uppity weed, and yeah, it's fucking badass. I would smoke it when I woke up, and I would drink coffee, and I would, that was when we were on tour with Parkway Drive, and we were setting up merch every day and selling merch all fucking,
yeah.
You know, we didn't have a merch guy in Europe, and it was literally up weed. It like got me up, and it was the coolest weed ever.
Yeah, awesome. Anybody else? Do you have a favorite? Or just any weed? That was my initial answer. Like, weed, sativa.
I have to sing, so I can't smoke that much. So it's like, as long as it's good and a little does a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's it.
All right. Let's.
Sid, what's your favorite strain of tortilla?
The flour.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. We should ask Alex what his favorite
Why,
strain of
it's
tortilla
white?
Is.
Is Alex's favorite weed?
No, it's his favorite tortilla.
Oh, Alex just eats flan.
Who doesn't like flan?
Flan only diet. I'm gonna try that.
All right, now we have Steven in Alabama on there. Steven, are you there?
Yes.
That's unprofessional, Mark.
It's not
probably.
Music. Let's not
that's
do that. Music.
What is that though?
Like
do you know what that
track?
Is?
I don't know, dude. I know the riff, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
Whatever, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to leave it.
It's Morse code for we need weed.
Steven, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's the question, man?
This is for all of you. I was wanting to know what job you would have if you were not in the band at this time.
Drug dealer.
Yeah.
A hand job.
Now, did you deal all drugs or just weed?
I would deal psychedelics and weed, and that's probably about it.
Everything else you feel.
Well, that's what I was doing before. When I joined the band, I was the way that I bought everything. I borrowed $1,000 from Garza when I first joined the band, and and I paid him back double. And I bought like a full stack Mesa, all my rig. That's how I bought all my shit.
I'm just biting my lip right now.
I don't give a shit. I've never had a real job in my life. I was a zombie at a fucking Halloween hayride thing.
Wow.
three years in a row. But I also joined the band when I was 17, so I was like, fuck it.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Mitch? What would you be doing?
Working at Target still?
No, I just... Still, I'm just like a full-time daddy. I love just being home and chilling with my daughter.
Yeah. What do they
call it?
Stay-at-home dad?
Stay-at-home dad. That's what I'm
No, fuck that. I would work still. I'd do something. Shit. I don't know. But yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks for your question, Steve.
I just keep rocking, man. I don't die. Fuck it.
It'd be impossible for me to have a regular job, dude.
All right. Right now, we're going to take another music break. We need a bit of a breather.
I think the hamburgers and hot dogs are done, too.
Exactly.
Well, that was we're trying to hide.
That was
that in all was reality, this isn't any kind of fucking whatever the fuck this thing's called. It's just a barbecue. We're just trying to
eat. It's just a barbecue. We're just hanging.
Yo, keep calling in.
Yeah.
I have questions about the Black Crown.
But once again, when we come back, we're going to play our game show, Death or No Death, so you guys get plenty fed. But right now we're going to hear another track from your new album.
But I want questions that have nothing to do with music, too.
Yeah. Changing it up for hour two.
It's more fun. Everybody's
your fucking favorite band of all time?
Yeah.
What can we expect on a new record?
I mean, every shitty interviewer asks every band the same 10 questions. So, like, this isn't a chance for fans to just hear them hanging out, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's very true.
So, you know.
So, right now, we're going to hear another track from the Black Crown. Fuck everything. So
fuck
mean.
Everything.
Just fuck everything.
Well,
fuck everything.
It might not be a statement. It might be a command.
You
should
are you over there?
Fuck everything.
Did you write that review? Did you read that?
He builds sex robots and they fuck everything.
Yeah right.
Yeah. Here we go. New track from Suicide Silence off the Black Crown on the live cast.
Did you write that review? Did you read that?
Yeah.
your announcer, Chuck Landington. I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
That was so cheesy.
Your face is cheesy.
Welcome back to the live cast. We're on the air with Suicide Silence, specifically Mark and Mitch. Guys, hope you're having a good time.
Where's the rest of the band?
Back in California, rehearsing still.
Yeah, they're practicing without us.
What?
How does that work?
I don't know.
Who's having more fun right now, you or them?
They're probably wasted jamming, and we're wasted talking about ourselves, so they're probably having more fun.
That's subjective.
They're humble guys. It's all right.
Humble guys?
They're so humble. Guys. If you're saying that jamming is more fun than talking about yourself, then there you go.
I've been talking about myself all day long. Do you know how many interviews I've done today?
No, how many?
I don't even know. And they're not done until tomorrow at 4 or some shit.
It's a hard life you guys lead.
God.
But right now it's time to change it up a little bit for our game show. Can I have a little echo for this one?
Wait.
Do you have the music for it?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, Christ.
He just was about to say, there's music?
I was about to
say, wait a
second. And then I remembered.
Death or no death.
It's something like that. That's the funny part.
Where's my... Oh.
I'll just...
It's time for Death or No Death!
Hey, you need to know the difference between reverb and echo, which is actually called delay. That's reverb.
I don't know if you're aware of
my
this.
My voice has six tones.
She has a serious certificate, so I think she knows what she's doing.
Not a serious one. Like a serious radio.
Are we on serious satellite radio right now?
Yes.
In theory. All right, everybody, it's Death or No Death. I want to go over the rules real quick because we have some new listeners. And we have some new contestants. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a bunch of categories. One person at a time will pick a category. Then I'll read you four bands in that category, and you'll have to tell me which one is fake. One is real, three are fake at all times, and I'll read you our round one categories right now. Man Parts, Lights Out, Kidding Around, You Go Girl, Touched by an Angel.
I feel like I'm going to be terrible at this game.
So wait a second. Am I trying to guess which one's real?
Always.
No, these are just
fake.
The categories.
Oh, which one's fake?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait.
These are the categories.
These are still the categories.
This is ridiculous.
And exactly. We hope so it'll be ridiculous. In Through the Outdoor. So, Noah, I'm going to go to you first, and you can pick a category for us.
I'm going
to
go with Man Parts.
Man Parts.
Wait,
okay.
I missed it. Is this guess the fake or guess the real?
Always so, guess the fake okay, one.
So always
guess the fake.
Guessing the fake.
Three are real. One is fake. Man Parts. I'm going to read you four bands with a part of the male anatomy in the title. You tell me which one's fake. Penile Defecation, Satan's Almighty Penis, Cockknocker 666, or Dicksaw.
Ooh.
Sid,
you
what
can
was
go
the.
F-
oh.
Oh, we'll go
oh,
around
okay,
the table.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the fake one is Cockknocker 666.
All right, Sid says Cockknocker 666. Rob?
I've already forgotten all of them. All
right, you know what? Just for such an occasion, I made a paper for all the idiots.
That would be me, because I always forget them.
I'll take one, please.
All right, we've got to pass it around.
Oh, we've
got to
pass it
around.
All right, now looking at it. I will say Satan's Almighty Penis.
Okay. So Ralph says Satan's Almighty Penis.
Sean.
I will go with Cockknocker 666.
Okay.
I got to go with Cockknocker 666, too. Right. Just, it looks ridiculous. And it's
yeah. Just because there's a hyphen in it.
Which
they would never
mean,
put a hyphen.
Penile Defecation and Dicksaw Dan Kenny probably has on his iPod.
No. See, the thing is, it's a toss-up on it. I think it's Dicksaw. I don't think Dicksaw is a real band.
Dicksaw's too good, you think?
And Noah says...
Cockknocker
666. Well, we're off to a great start. Everybody got the first question absolutely wrong. The correct answer, the fake band,
penile?
Is Penile Defecation.
It was up between the two.
Damn.
It's
a good fucking band.
Our studio audience is excited.
They're supposed to boo us when we get it wrong, aren't they?
Well, they're happy you lost. That's what it is.
They all knew it.
By the way, Sid, would you do me the honor of keeping score, even though no one scored there?
A piece of paper
I'll
Rob's going to do it.
It's zero, right?
Yeah, everyone has
said, you're going to pick our next category. We have Lights Out, Kidding Around, You Go Girl, Touched by an Angel, or In Through the Outdoor.
You Go Girl.
You Go Girl. I'm going to read you a bunch of bands with a common girl's name in the title. You tell me which one's fake, all right? Carving Betty, I Hate Lucy, Rachel's Ruptured Rectum,
oh,
or Holy Mary's Blowjob. And we'll go to Rob first.
Mm.
Get your list up. I know you forgot. Right?
Oh, yeah, he does know.
There's like five, like it's a sentence long band name.
Yeah.
Good break.
Oh, there's so many pieces of paper. Which one is it?
Yeah, kind of yeah, see, we're a very professional operation.
Okay.
Rob, you're giving off some intense.
You know what? You're gonna have, I'll read them over for you guys. I can't find that one.
It's all this dancing I'm doing to the theme song. It's too much. Right.
Carving Betty.
Okay.
I Hate Lucy. Rachel's Ruptured Rectum. Or Holy Mary's Blowjob.
What was the first one?
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
I'm going with the first one.
Carving Betty.
Carving Betty, yes.
One. Okay, Sean?
I'll say I Hate Lucy.
I Hate Lucy.
Mitch?
What's the really, really long one?
Rachel's Ruptured Rectum?
Yeah,
that's the same one. I don't think
you're
it's
gonna
that
go
one.
With that one? Okay.
Rachel's Ruptured Rectum as well.
Yeah, Rachel's Ruptured Rectum.
Well, the correct answer, fake band, is Rachel's Ruptured Rectum.
God damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we had a bunch of scores on that one.
Someone write that shit down. Let's put money on it right now.
I believe Noah got that one correct also.
It's implied
right?
Copyright.
Yeah,
came up with
thank
all
you,
fake
did.
Ones.
Thank saying, you.
If we all throw $20 and the winner's going to be real happy.
All right, Rob's going to pick a category now. We have In Through the Outdoor, Touched by an Angel. Touched by an Angel. These band names all have Angel in the title. Oh. You tell me which one's fake. Cunt Angel. Angel Negro.
Oh.
What?
Angel's Sperm or Angel Retard? Cunt Angel, Angel Negro, Angel Sperm, or Angel Retard?
I really want Cunt Angel to be a real band name because that is awesome. Angel Retard?
Well, it's Sean's turn, but you can go.
Angel Retard.
Angel Retard. All right.
I'll go with Angel Sperm.
Angel Sperm.
Yeah, I think Angel Sperm is pretty ridiculous, too. I'll go with that.
Wait, what are they again?
I don't like names with
Angel
punctuation.
Angel was the end of every bad word.
Cunt Angel,
Angel Negro, Angel Sperm, and Angel Retard.
Since I know that you guys can't say that, you guys couldn't make up Angel Negro. You couldn't make that up because that'd be racist.
Right. Right.
So that has to be real.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Angel Sperm as well.
Angel Sperm, all right.
But that sounds like such a good band name.
I'm going to go with Cunt Angel.
Cunt Angel.
Cunt Angel sounds like a good fucking
yeah.
band.
Yeah.
I'd listen to Cunt Angel.
I'm going to go with Angel Sperm as well.
Angel Sperm. Well, I got unbelievable news. The only person who scores is Noah. Correct what? Answer is Cunt Angel.
Oh, no!
So the coolest name is fake.
I'd just like to let you know I won last time.
Yeah,
you're going against the champion.
It was close. You won by one
by
point.
You're always on the show, so it's like you can always be the winner.
Wow, I got to say, Dad, you're doing really good with these fake band names.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would listen to all of these.
Yeah, the fake names are the better ones.
Applied copyright. All right.
Note to self, the best name is the fake one. Go.
I hope you don't mind.
I know that's what I'm getting at right now. Like, which one seems
but
like something that you guys would make up?
Cunt Knocker 666 was not a good band name.
I knew that was real though. I know that I've heard that band before.
Oh, man.
Since we have guests, I'm going to skip over Sean. I hope you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Guests. First, Mitch, pick a category. We have In Through the Outdoor and Kidding Around and Lights Out.
In Through the Outdoor.
In Through the Outdoor. These are band names with anal in the title.
Oh!
Yes.
Bloody Anal Yeast Infection.
Oh my fucking god.
Contaminated Anal Impropagation. Anal Desecrating Penis Mutilation.
What?
Or
fuck?
An anal probing of the fiercest kind with a screwdriver.
I'd honestly wish to everything that all those were just fake.
Three are real. Absolutely
oh
real.
God.
One is fake. And we'll start with Mark.
Oh, I'm
go
going
for
first.
Mark, yeah. I'm gonna let
Dude,
it soak
I don't
in.
Know. Where's the piece of paper? I need to look at all that shit.
This one, I'm
every yeah, there's like 10.
Over.
That's a sentence. That's a paragraph.
Yeah, what was that long fourth one again?
Yeah, it was
again,
like something
I,
mutilating
I,
the penis
yeah, with those,
shit from my butt.
With a
I'll read it one more time. It's funnier for the audience if I read them than use the papers. I think.
Yeah,
bloody,
way to ruin it.
Bloody anal yeast infection, contaminated anal impropagation, anal desecrating penis mutilation, or an anal probing of the fiercest kind with a screwdriver.
Oh, man, anal desecrating penis mutilation,
okay.
I'd have to say. It's not, I don't, that's a real
it's
band.
It's got such a good flow, though.
It's pretty good.
Got a ring to it.
It's a good pentameter.
Yeah, it's like self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah, right.
All right, Noah.
The one with the contaminated anus.
Contaminated anal impropagation.
Yes.
Good.
What was the penis mutilation?
Anal desecrating penis mutilation? That one?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Rob?
What was the last one that was pretty much a sentence?
That was an anal probing of the fiercest kind with a screwdriver.
Yes, that one.
Okay, and Sean?
I'll go with the one with the penis.
What would that logo look like? I mean, that's a sentence.
Obviously, you couldn't read it.
Well, like, and you'll know
I don't
the
think you can read any of these.
If it's real, you can look it up later. And Sean says the penis mutilation.
Mm-hmm.
Image.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with the screwdriver one because it's
anal?
Just like that's so long. Like, no one wants it. Oh, and tonight it's
screwdriver.
Imagine the chant from the crowd. Screwdriver. Screwdriver.
Don't forget what they're chanting like in the middle of it.
Well, as much as your logic is perfectly sound, you're all wrong.
No!
It's a perfectly real band. Noah scores again. Contaminated
no!
anal impropagation.
It's because you know everyone in this room and you know the way that they think and would make up
I
band names.
When I heard you say that, I was like, is anyone really smart enough to use impropagation in a band name?
Yeah.
No.
That was the first red flag, but then you said that sentence.
This game's fucking rigged.
I can't
wait,
believe
it. I made that.
Looking at his computer to reflect.
No,
I'm not.
She can't even read forwards. How's she
yeah,
gonna
exactly.
It's in cursive. She doesn't know cursive.
No, then he can see it. Hold on. So, no, you know, I made that name using a random death metal name generator somewhere online. So, all right.
Somewhere.
I don't know where I'm going to find that.
We have In Through the Out. Oh, we just did that one. Sorry. Kidding Around or Lights Out?
Lights Out.
Lights Out. Bands with the word suicide in the title. Very appropriate.
Ooh.
Okay. Seduced by...
Buzzing.
Seduced by suicide. Swine suicide. Auto-cannibalistic suicide. Or industrial suicide. I'm going Noah first.
The swine suicide.
Swine suicide.
Auto-cannibalistic suicide.
If a pig kills himself... Sorry to interrupt, but if a pig kills himself, it's delicious.
Sure.
So, there's no big deal with swine suicide.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I need to...
If it turns into bacon, I'm okay with that.
Seduced by suicide,
mm-hmm.
swine suicide, auto-cannibalistic suicide, or industrial suicide?
Industrial suicide? That doesn't sound vicious at all.
I thought the thing lit on fire,
industrial
but it just...
Industrial suicide.
Outside.
Wow. You sounded really... you sounded very feminine right there.
I'm going to say industrial suicide, you guys. I definitely think that's the fake one.
Okay, Sean.
I'm going to say the same, because it's just so lame.
Industrial suicide.
Yeah. What was the... Do it again?
Seduced by suicide, swine suicide, auto-cannibalistic suicide, or industrial
auto,
suicide.
Whatever. Yeah,
auto-cannibalistic,
yeah. All
right.
Swine suicide.
Well, actually, the correct answer is auto-cannibalistic suicide.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You guys are
See, I don't know him that well.
What's the score?
You just got that wrong on purpose to throw us off your trail, didn't you?
I'm right behind you.
The lead with 3. Sid and Mitch right behind with 2. Mark with 1. And Rob and Sean with 0.
Now, this is the last question for this round. I was going to say...
What's up, Fat Pat?
got a phone call. Very important. Oh,
he's listening.
Oh,
you're not allowed to do a shout out.
Hey, here, little random little shinfo. We actually lived with Fat Pat the entire time we recorded the No Time to Leave.
In New Jersey.
Oh. Sorry.
Where town?
What the fuck
are you doing? Playing metal games? Gay. Ha ha ha.
Fuck you, Pat. Listen, this is the only time we talk about metal on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm calling. That's what he said.
We should have
callers in
speaking
a
of callers, we should have one caller play the lightning round against the winner.
Get Fat Pat on right
now.
Hey, Pat, call in right now.
And
we'll put you in the game.
They'll win something if they beat us.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And the final category is Kidding Around. These are band names that refer to children.
Okay.
Oh, hey, kid.
A crack baby dead, little boy blood, an autumn for crippled children, or your kid's on fire.
That's awesome. Your kid's on fire? That's so good.
So we'll start with Noah here.
Can you read it again?
Yeah, there's a list.
I found it.
But you should read it again.
Oh, the only piece of paper that
read it aloud.
Yeah, when
so
she asks here.
Read it sexually.
Because she has a vagina.
Okay. A crack baby Debs.
It's not sexy. Come on.
I'm not going to do it sexy.
Come on.
Do it. We're all sweaty, so just do it.
Say it in cursive.
I can't read it when it's in cursive, so I can't say it either. Okay, I'm going to go with Little Boy Blood.
Little Boy Blood. Sid?
I will also go with Little Boy Blood.
No,
I like that one, but it's too, I don't know, it sounds too clever.
All right, so Crack Baby Dead, Little Boy Blood, An Autumn for Crippled Children, or Your Kid's on Fire.
I'm not saying it's sexy enough.
Your Kid's on Fire.
I
love that.
Your Kid's on Fire. Little Boy Blood, I'm going to go
Boy
with.
Blood. Okay.
Three for Little Boy Blood, yeah.
I'm going for Autumn for Crippled Children.
Okay. Same as me, Autumn for Crippled Children.
Obnoxious.
Shit.
It's kind of goth, but kind of anal cunt.
A crack baby dead is pretty bad.
No, that has to be real. That's too cool. I'm just going to say Your Kid's on Fire because I really like it.
Well, Your Kid's on Fire, you can look them up because that's a real band. The correct answer is Little Boy Blood.
Yeah, I'm on board.
I am dead last.
No one.
Sid, was it? Yeah. Okay. All right, that's the end of round one. We should recap the scores now.
All right, at the end of round one, Noah still in the lead with 4 points.
Nice.
Sid at second with 3. Mitch in third with 2. Rob and Mark in fourth with 1. Mm-hmm. And Sean with 0.
That's kind of surprising to me because Sean's usually good at this stuff.
Yeah, no, I came in second last time.
Sean,
I'm doing it on purpose.
Sean reads Burks.
Burks.
Too many Burks.
Well, Sean, it's not over for you because each question in this round will score 2 points.
Uh-oh.
Fucking A.
Oh, I need to remember that.
Like cash cap.
It's like double jeopardy or
yeah.
something.
I'm about to fuck you up.
Double death jeopardy.
Here are... I'm going to ignore
buzzing.
I'm going to read the categories for this round. Black Metal Jabberwocky, one of our favorites.
Wow.
What the Fuck. Mm-hmm. Vulgar Display of Flower. Animal Attraction. One Fluid Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And Cunt Buy Me Love. And we'll start with our guests this time. Mitch, you can pick a category.
What was the second?
Is there a paper?
No paper for this. Second one was What the Fuck.
What the Fuck?
What the Fuck? All right, all these band names contain the word fuck. Very simple.
I burped so good and I didn't burp into the fucking mic.
I'm sure you got another one on deck. Oh, yeah. Lucifer.
Shit on.
Sorry. My fault. Lucifer Goat Christ Fuck.
So good.
Fuck Your Shadow from Behind.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Forward Flying Fuck or Funeral Fuck?
Forward Flying Fuck is fake.
All right. Forward Flying Fuck.
Paper, what?
Paper's coming.
Paper's coming. I just repeat it when you read it, Mark.
Yeah,
I think you should read them again, Darren.
I'll read them again.
Might as well.
Lucifer Goat Christ Fuck. Fuck Your Shadow from Behind.
Jeez.
Forward Flying Fuck or Funeral Fuck?
Fuck Your Shadow from Behind.
All right. Noah?
Forward Flying Fuck.
Forward Flying
Fuck. I feel good about this because she answered the same thing.
She's a cheater.
Right.
How am I a cheater?
I don't know, but I'm just going.
We don't even know if I'm right.
Because first you were looking that way, and now you're looking that way.
Oh, my God. There's another mirror.
I'm looking completely away from Darren.
I'm going to say Funeral Fuck because it sounds too plain. It's not crazy enough.
All right, Rob.
Interesting
but
strategy.
You can chant,
I don't know. That's
fuck.
That's
it's true. Real fuck.
The wrong route right there. Too simple. That's too simple.
I'm gonna say the fucking the shadow from behind.
Fuck Your Shadow from behind.
Yeah, that's
forward.
Forward Flying Fuck.
As he eats an ice cream.
What kind of ice cream?
Hey, I want an ice cream.
Hey, too bad. You guys aren't selected to Rob's armpit.
What are the rules of that?
It is a little hotter over here. I'm sorry, guys.
Your armpit is in heat. Your armpit vagina is giving off such a
I'm taking Sean to the pit side.
It's getting very uncomfortable.
A pungent stench.
Maybe.
I'm going to bring up the
real. That's a real band.
Cover that band in a previous edition.
Who won? Tell me who won
now.
The correct answer to the fake band is Forward Flying Fuck.
Fuck yeah, I'm on the board.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, Sean's finally on the board.
And
he has 2 points.
I'm in second now, right?
Tied for second.
Oh, tied for second. Fuck Sid.
dare you, son.
Oh, 2 points. Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right.
So you are in second now. Sorry. Yeah. Oopsie.
I'll go to Mark now.
I'm having a great time.
Black Metal Jabberwocky.
That one.
Black Metal Jabberwocky. Okay. These are all black metal bands with ridiculous names in other languages. Okay. Kirko Palovoroitis.
How the fuck are you going to know what it means in another language? You guys are assholes.
Me and Frank were just talking about how we had a major black metal phase.
You might know all the bands.
I might know these.
Varful Moldoveanu. Vergis Michnicht. Or Valgeflüster. And we'll start with Noah.
Me again?
Oh, it should be Sid this time, right?
I'll say Valgeflüster.
Valgeflüster.
I was also going to go with Valgeflüster.
Okay, Sean?
Vergis. The third.
Vergis Michnicht.
Say them again because it's one that sounds really bubbly.
Kirko Palovoroitis.
Not that one.
Varful Moldoveanu.
No.
Vergis Michnicht.
No.
Or Valgeflüster.
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 Yeah, I'm going with the
so
same thing.
So fucking stupid.
Okay.
Me
and
too, the Flüster one.
Well, I'm proud to announce that Valgeflüster is a real band.
No!
Wow!
Yes.
The correct answer, none of you got right. Valful Moldoveanu, which is the highest mountain in the country of Romania.
Bad at geography.
That's cute.
And that Valgeflüster must be one of those hardcore Satanist bands that's actually gay.
Yeah, they might be.
Aren't they all?
They do have keyboards.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
True.
All right. We
I don't
have,
know what you mean, Mark.
Are we talking about Jews, priests?
Because in the Satanic Bible... It basically makes it clear that it's okay to be gay.
Hmm. Is that
so
true?
So be gay if you like.
Yeah, it's all you Satanists. Go fuck a butt.
There was a guy talking about Satanism in the chat, so I wonder if he's offended now.
Or if he's gay.
Yeah, he might be gay.
Possible.
Great, good for him.
Cry over your satanic Bible.
Yeah.
That's gay the funniest it. Thing I could ever see.
You guys are mean. Making fun of my religion. All right.
Religious persecution.
Noah's going to pick a category now. We have vulgar display of flower.
That one.
Vulgar, okay, right away. We have band names containing the word flower. Very simple. Pretty little flower, innocent flower, sunflower, or corpse flower. These are all death metal bands. All death metal.
Pretty little flower is not a death metal band.
No fucking way.
Three are real and one is fake. Let's go with
Pretty Little Flowers, a grind power violence theme.
Well, you,
thank you.
Power violence.
You gave it away.
Of course they're power violence.
I just wanted to say they're not death metal.
Well, I should say.
Beef. We got power violence beef right now.
Well, all right, fair enough.
He's
I
wearing
should
that
say,
shirt. Right?
Let's
he
say,
knows the shit.
Can we say they're all metal?
They're all heavy bands.
Okay,
yeah.
Heavy bands.
Yeah. They weigh a lot.
Rob first.
I mean, this whole discussion has made me forget everyone but Pretty Little Flower.
That's Pretty Little Flower. You remember the first one, which is weird since you're a pothead. Pretty Little Flower, Innocent Flower, Sunflower, or Corpse Flower.
That was my cell phone.
Sean's supposed to go first.
Oh.
But you know one of them.
Yeah. I love one
of them. Yeah, what's
Behemoth? I will go with... Corpse
flower.
That was
Mitch. That
was me. Yeah. Okay. Mitch says, Sean says corpse flower.
Mitch, what do you say?
Give me those four again one more time.
Okay. Pretty little flower, innocent flower, sunflower, or corpse flower?
Sunflower.
Sunflower. All
right. I'm going with. I'm just going to say corpse flower because Fat Pat told me to.
Okay.
Corpse flower. I think he's Googling it.
He might be Googling it.
Oh,
no.
Not fair.
You get one call.
Yeah.
Right. Can I call a friend?
I was going to actually also say corpse flower.
Okay.
That's it. Yes.
Well, I was going to say...
Oh, wait. He says he's not Googling it.
Oh, okay.
All right, then innocent
flower. I think... Should we do the moratorium on phones? I think we should put the phones away. It's just to be fair.
Said no Google.
Innocent flower.
He's binging it.
Innocent flower?
Yeah, who the fuck uses Bing? No one uses Bing.
We're sponsored by Bing.
No, fuck
we're
Bing.
We're totally not.
We're allowed to say fuck Bing. We're corporate rebels, even though we take their money. We shit on them.
Corporate rebels.
That's a real band.
Yes, real.
Yeah, right.
All right, Sid.
Innocent Flout.
Innocent Flout.
I mean, going by the best name is the one Jaron came up with, I'm going to go with the last one, Corpse Flower.
Well, the correct answer is Corpse Flower.
Fuck
yeah. Son of a bitch.
It's a parasitic.
I'm just kidding. He Googled it, and I know. I'm just
turn
kidding.
That phone around
it's
now.
No,
he didn't turn it around.
I'm totally lying, dude. He didn't
yeah, sure.
It says no Google.
Oh, Mark's tied with us now.
All see, right. Faggots. Oh, wait, he did say that.
I got four, though. I got four.
I don't know. Maybe he is Googling. No, he said no Google. He just knows fucking music. That's the thing.
By the way, the corpse flower is the largest known species of flower in the world, but not a band. All right. This is now Rob's pick. I think, was it your pick just now or Sid's?
I never got to pick one.
I didn't pick it.
All right, let's Sean pick.
Okay. Okay. I don't care.
Animal attraction. One fluid over the cuckoo's nest.
Right there. So
okay.
The best movie ever made. One fluid over
the
cuckoo's nest.
The cuckoo's nest is
right.
Amazing.
All right. Yeah. Bands named after completely disgusting bodily fluids.
Awesome.
We have Lake of Anal Mucus, Phlegmatic Bile, Bloody Diarrhea, or Fecal Bacteria.
Oh, man, all those are real. I promise you.
All right. You got to pick one.
I'll say,
I need another drink.
Fecal bacteria's got to be fucking fecal bacteria.
Okay. Will Frank make me another drink?
Okay.
Go, Mike.
Say your answer.
What the fuck?
I'm listening.
Oh, it's on you.
Get off your phone.
Yeah, he's looking at the phone.
Come on.
Telling him to keep texting me so that I can fucking mic it. Because my text message thing is funny.
All right. Lake of anal mucus, phlegmatic bile, bloody diarrhea, or fecal bacteria?
Let's go with fecal bacteria.
Oh, okay.
Lake of anal mucus.
Okay.
Bloody diarrhea.
Bloody diarrhea.
Phlegmatic bile, going by the people don't know big word strategy.
I'm going to do the exact same for the same reason.
Well, the people don't know big word strategy is absolutely correct.
Yeah! USA! USA! Thank you!
Phlegmatic bile
school system
is the correct answer.
Okay, graduate.
Give me a deuce.
You want to recap the scores? Or?
Wow, it's getting real close now.
Oh, shit.
Noah's still in the lead with 8.
Okay.
Sid lagging behind with 3, myself with 5, Sean with 6, back in second place.
Who won from dead last to second place?
Mitch with 4 and Mark with 3.
Okay.
Suicide Silence is fucking losing
right now. To a girl.
Yeah, it's more important stuff to worry about.
All right.
And a ginger.
All right.
But you shave it. You can't tell.
That's true.
I guess Sid picks. Who didn't pick so far?
I haven't picked.
Our bass player, right,
Rob.
Dan Kenny just asked me, are you guys still on the air?
Dan Kenny asked the
stupidest
question.
Dan Kenny, go check.
Dan Kenny,
go look. Go all look right. on the internet.
Rob, your categories remaining are Cunt Buy Me Love. And Animal Attraction.
Thank you very much,
Brian. I'm going to go with Cunt Buy Me Love.
Cunt Buy Me Love, these bands all contain the word cunt. Decomposed Cunt.
Real.
Cunt Grinder.
Real.
Cunt, oh, that's real.
Cunt Stabbed
Fuck,
Repeatedly. Or Cunt Inferno.
Cunt Inferno is fake.
All right, you say Cunt Inferno.
I'm already on it. Cunt Inferno is fake.
Whoa, Frank makes a great drink.
Oh, what is that you're drinking, by the way?
Holy fuck, I don't know. Fucking Grey Goose and like a splash of some juice that I can't taste.
That means the drink compress his weight.
Your turn.
Let me hear one more time.
Decomposed Cunt, Cunt Grinder, Cunt Stabbed Repeatedly, or Cunt Inferno?
Decomposed Cunt.
Decomposed Cunt, Noah.
I'm telling you, it's real, dude.
Cunt Stabbed Repeatedly.
Okay.
Cunt Stabbed Repeatedly.
I'm sorry, I need them.
Sorry. Decomposed Cunt, Cunt Grinder, Cunt Stabbed Repeatedly, or Cunt Inferno?
Fat Pat just goes... Cunt Inferno sounds like my ex. What do you got, herpes, Pat? Come on.
I guess Cunt Stabbed Repeatedly.
Okay, Sean?
I'm going with repeatedly because no one picked that word. To put
well,
in.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Four of you got it right. Cunt Stabbed Repeatedly.
Fuck yeah. How come it's not? It's always the one that I think is real because it's too cool.
That's what should be your strategy.
I'm gonna
Cunt
go make
Inferno,
a drink.
Cunt Grinder, Decomposed Cunt, all real.
Wow.
All real bands.
I'm going to make a drink. I'm losing.
Who got this? Who
also,
got this right?
Also, Noah, yeah, Sid, Rob, and Sean.
Also, I'm just going to drop that Fat Plat. Patrick plays in a band called Fit for an Autopsy.
Oh, it's a good one.
And you guys should all go listen to them because
they're
sick.
Wonderful. I just
they're
got badass. Their album advance.
All right, we're up to our last question. I want to know who's still in the running here. Who can
me and Noah
win?
Me and Noah and Rob.
And Rob. And okay.
No, Rob's out.
You can still play.
Me or Noah. It's actually down to me.
Why don't you just read the scores?
I'm just trying to build the tension.
No, if you got it wrong and I got it right, I would totally be in it.
Oh, I thought only the winner goes to the next round.
How does it work?
But even if you got yours right, Noah
would still
be in
it. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about math.
Noah can only win?
My brain.
No, I think if Noah gets it wrong,
can you guys, hey, everyone that's watching this at home, can you see the scorecard?
Well, right now, again, Noah has 10. She has 10 points.
Wow.
Sid with 5. Rob with 7. Sean with 8. Mitch with 4. Mark with 3.
Okay.
I'm out of the game.
Wait, so should I... To be a
stop
good
cheating,
sport,
yeah.
To be a good sport, I'll take away, what, like 3 points?
Oh, no. Why are you going to give us a handicap?
We should just dock your points because
you're
a woman.
No, cheating.
You win.
She's
if you win, you win.
Away
I feel bad.
That's how a woman would do it. Men go hard, you know what I'm saying? Just finish.
Be a man.
Close it out.
That's what we're saying.
Be a man.
Finish all over Sean's chest.
Now, here's our final question.
You got a bigger dick than I do.
All right, final category is animal attraction. Band names with an animal in the title.
Okay.
Flight of the Jesus Dog. Die, Pigeon, Die. Who are you and why did you eat my ferret? And a cat born in an oven is not a cake.
Really? One of these?
One of these is fake. Three are real. And well, I guess all the people are playing still, or you just gave up?
I think everyone just fell asleep.
All right, this is the tiebreaker. Not the tiebreaker. This is the clincher between Sean and Noah.
All righty.
All right, who wants to go first?
She can go first because she's got a vagina.
Noah, you go first.
What's the first one again, Dad?
Flight of the Jesus Dog.
What's the next one?
Die, Pigeon, Die.
Flight of the Jesus Dog.
Flight of the Jesus Dog. Sean.
You read the last two for me?
Who are you and why did you eat my ferret? And a cat born in an oven isn't a cake.
We'll go with ferret.
Who are you and why did you eat my ferret is the correct answer.
Fuck yes!
I think you just moved into a tie.
Wait, no, did we? Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, yes. It is. Yeah.
Okay, I guess I got to go with tiebreaker.
You guys are so high tech. You guys got all this, like, crap going on with two computers. Not even, I don't know what's going on.
Don't give it away.
I don't know what the fuck
I have
going on
only one way to break this tie, and that's by flipping a coin. Actually, no. I'll give you, you know what I'll do? I have a few extra from the lightning round.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you both, real or fake, and you tell me what it is, and until one person gets it right and one person gets it wrong. Ready? 80 dead Christians, Noah.
Say it again for
80 dead Christians.
Real.
Sean?
Real.
You're both wrong. It's fake. All right. Drive-by bukkake. Noah? Sean?
Definitely real.
Real?
Yeah.
Fake.
It's real. Sean's the winner.
Woo!
Wow.
Thank you. From dead last.
From dead last, he came
I'm
back.
I'm like the Rudy of Death or No Death.
And you wanted a handicap then.
Yeah. Hey, and he can't cheat like she can.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here with that.
Yeah, and I'm high off of Robert Pitt fumes.
Well, clearly she wasn't cheating.
Do we have a heater running over here?
So do we have anyone on the line to play against Sean?
Fat Pat's calling.
Fat Pat has been on hold for a while
and
now.
And Fat Pat wants to compete against Sean in the lightning round.
To everyone.
Let me get Fat Pat.
Did he say that?
Or Pat?
I don't know. I'm saying
it's who we live with.
I'm the host, damn
it.
18 minutes of hold, he just let us know.
Damn.
I love Fat.
Yet he could still text while holding, so he is a multitasker.
Now, Sean's going to have
might have a house line.
Fat Pat, you're on the air.
Oh, Christ almighty. What the hell are you guys doing over there?
Oh, Pat.
You've been listening.
Get
Hi, everybody.
Pat, how's your baby?
You.
How's your baby, Pat?
My baby is amazing, dude. He's awesome. How are you guys?
Awesome, man. I miss you. I love you.
I miss you, too. I'm coming out tonight. There will be trouble in New York City.
God damn it. Just make sure we're drunk really fucking quick so we can sleep. Early.
Aren't you guys already drunk?
No, not at all.
I'm you're sober. You guys
we're
sober.
We're
working.
We're working right now.
So,
so they're not drunk, right?
You've seen me drunk, Pat. You know.
Fat Pat.
I am here.
Twister. Fat Pat, are you going to play in our lightning round?
Sure, why not?
Oh, don't do us any favors.
Fat Pat from Fit for an Autopsy.
Yeah.
Everyone go listen, please.
Is he really fat, or is that just, is it like fat?
I'm pretty sweet fat, dude.
A sleek fat dude. Like, he's got good handling, good ground control.
Okay,
he'll
nice.
Beat him.
Well, that's not the fuck out of me.
Well, I guess Pat should go first.
Yeah.
And Sean about it.
He should be playing for
and he has more Nikes than any of you guys.
Let's call him
any
Fit.
That's true.
Fit for an autopsy, Pat.
Fit Pat.
Do we have another?
Fit for an autopsy. Fit for an autopsy. Our record comes out June 21st. Go buy it.
Hold on. We didn't say
June 21st. Black market activities, right?
Yes.
Yes, right. That is correct.
I will pick a random caller from one to five.
And Pat's going to go against him?
No,
Pat's going against Sean, but we're going to give this guy a prize if Pat wins.
Okay.
So why don't I get a prize?
Because you're in the band.
Because you're famous already.
I am not famous. Nobody cares about me.
Hey, you have a nickname.
You're so famous.
I do have a sweet nickname. That's true. I do. All right, let's do it.
Dakota, are you there? Dakota?
Yeah.
Dakota, do you have a nickname?
What's your nickname?
Fat Dakota.
Fat Dakota. We're calling you Fat Dakota.
All right, Fat Dakota. You're versus Fat. Let's do this.
No.
They call him North Dakota.
North Dakota, we're going to put you back on hold, but just so you know, stay on the line.
If
Fit Pat wins this game, you are going to be getting a fancy CD
and
possibly a shirt.
For free.
All right, Pat, are you ready?
And the shirt won't.
Yeah, I'm here. Let's do it.
All right, Pat, what I'm going to do is read a band real quick. You just got to say real or fake, all right? If it's real or fake, let us know.
Okay.
Think. All right.
He's got his laptop, his iPad, and his computer running.
I'm going to go way too fast to Google anything. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Filthy Turd.
It's got to be real.
Correct. Hermaphroditic Incest.
Real.
Correct. Testicular Cunt.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect.
Oh, I should have told you. I knew that.
I knew that
suicidal,
was fake.
Suicidal Insane Bastard.
Fake.
That's real. Necrotized Putrescence.
Fake.
That's correct. Skinned, Eaten, and Defecated.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Consuming the
abortion. That sounds too good. Sorry, again.
Consuming the abortion.
Consuming the abortion.
Fake.
I've done
that's
that.
Real.
That's got to be real.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey.
Well, it's fake, but it's got to be real, too. So.
You got to pick one.
It's fake.
Correct.
Can he do a call? Can he make a call? Can he,
No. This has got to be lightning. All right. Danny Tanner.
Oh, that's just
fake.
That's real.
Real. I know that.
What?
Full House, man.
The Bitch in the Van.
Oh, man. Fake.
That's real.
Isn't that a Henry Rollins book?
Right.
Marrow Soup.
You're letting us down, Pat.
Fake.
Marrow Soup. Fake is correct. Anally Regurgitated.
Real.
That's correct. Rapist with No Penis.
Fake.
That's real.
Oh, God.
Stop it. Come on.
Misanthropic Goat Hammer.
Please tell me.
Fake.
That.
Real.
No, it's real. No, they're real. Oh, no.
I Hump Your Coffin.
I wish it was real, but it's fake.
That's fake is correct. Throat Fisting.
Real.
Real is correct. Yeah. Suffocate With Your Vomitus.
Fake.
That's real.
Oh.
Roundup Remains.
Real.
Fake. Defiled Deity.
Real.
That's fake.
Ooh.
Necro pedo audio file.
It's probably real.
That's fake.
Oh, come on.
Their middle names are so fucking retarded. You can't tell what's real or not.
It can't even be real. That's not possible, dude.
The Northeast Stab.
Thank MySpace, Pat.
Wait.
The nauseating Stab.
Fake.
That's real.
Stop.
Midget Christians.
Please tell me that's
fake.
Real.
Fake is correct.
Fuck.
Jehovah's
They're
Witness.
They're real people, though.
They are real people, everybody.
They are real people. They are.
Midgets and they're Christian. They're real.
Jehovah's Witness Protection Program.
That's real.
That's real, correct.
Yeah.
Buried Alive.
That I know.
Raisinets.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What'd you say?
Buried Alive in Raisinets.
Fake.
That's fake, correct.
Yes.
I was hoping it was real.
Raped by God.
Real?
That's real, correct. Nunfucker.
Real.
That's fake.
No, wait. I'm starting a new band.
These will all be real by next week, though.
Yes, they're real right now. I'm online making Facebooks for all these names that aren't real.
Biological Monstrosity.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Biological Monstrosity.
Fake.
That's real.
Oh,
I shit on your face.
Real.
Are we talking about Mark's porn collection? I'm going to say fake.
That's
hell
real.
Yeah.
That's correct. That's real. It's incorrect.
You've
Sorry.
Seen my porn collection.
Okay. Botched crank hacksaw microsurgery.
What the fuck?
I don't even know what the hell you just said. Fake.
Fake is correct.
Yay.
Electro toilet syndrome.
Fake.
That's real.
Oh,
integrated mongoloid child.
Real.
That's fake. Oh. Incorrect. Necro-cannibalistic vomitorium.
Real?
That's real. And this is the last one, scat injection.
Real.
That's real. That's correct. How many did he get?
All right, that's 15 he got.
Got 15 out of...
Yeah, you fucking killed
33.
Me. 15 out of 30.
Yeah,
so
you got...
Yeah,
that was...
I'm sorry, but too many of those things sounded real.
Not the most points.
Fire round, motherfucker.
Fire round.
Motherfucker.
You sure you didn't hear all of that?
No, I went mad.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second.
All right, Sean, the score you're trying to beat is 15.
What? Out of how many?
Out of 33.
Oh.
Less than half.
Oh, okay.
He's probably the hard
guy.
He's probably the
I got to be an F. Okay.
Oh, all right.
A lot harder than it sounds, dude.
For any of the games. Our fourth time doing it.
I can't
it.
Believe my fake bands haven't been in this yet.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Filthy turd.
Fake.
That's real. Okay. Hermaphroditic incest.
Real.
Correct. Testicular cunt.
Fake.
Correct. Suicidal insane bastard.
Real.
Correct. Necrotized putrescence.
Real.
That's fake. Skinned, eaten, and defecated.
Real.
That's fake. Consuming
like
the abortion.
Freaking real.
Real is correct. Oprah Winfrey. Fake. Danny Tanner.
Real.
Correct. The bitch in the van.
Fake.
That's real. Marrow soup.
Real.
Fake. Anally regurgitated.
Real.
Correct. Rapist with no penis.
Real.
Correct. Misanthropic goat hammer.
Damn it. Real.
Correct. I hump your coffin.
Fake.
Correct. Throat fisting.
Real.
Correct.
Fuck.
Suffocate with your vomitus.
Real.
Correct. Ground up remains.
Fake.
Correct.
You guys know each other way too well.
Defiled deity.
Real.
Fake. Broke your
good
streak.
Band name though, right?
Yeah, I like it. Like
Necropedo audiophile.
Real.
Fake. nauseating stab.
Real.
Correct. Midget Christians.
Real.
Fake. Jehovah's Witness Protection Program.
Real.
Correct. Buried alive raisinettes.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Raped by God.
Real.
Correct. Nunfucker.
Real.
Fake. Oh. Biological monstrosity.
Real.
Correct.
Right now.
I shit on your face.
Real.
Correct. Oxycranial hexal microsurgery.
Fake.
Correct. Electro toilet syndrome.
Fake.
Real. Intubated mongoloid child.
Real.
That's fake. Necro-cannibalistic.
Mongoloid child,
I would play in a band called
Intubated mongoloid
child.
Hey, yeah, it's a little better than Ziploc colostomy bag.
Two more to go. Necro-cannibalistic vomitorium.
Oh, real, totally.
Correct. Scat injection.
Real.
Correct. How many?
All right, that's 21.
That's a new record.
Oh,
God, no one crushed me, dude.
It's not fair for Pat. He doesn't know you guys.
No, it's not. It's not fair because I listen to bands with names like this.
Sean.
It's not fair because 90% of those band names are going to be used by tomorrow. So if we do it tomorrow, I'll probably win.
Very true. Yeah, tomorrow you will win.
We'll do a recount.
Yeah,
well fit, Pat. You've lost it for North Dakota.
Let's give him a contract.
Whatever, dude.
Well,
yeah, a little bit.
Thanks for calling in, Pat. Make sure to check out Pat's band, Fit for an Autopsy. The album comes out June 21st, right?
All right, guys. Thank you for everything that does come out June 21st.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Pat. All right. Well, this is pretty much the end of our show, but we still have a few callers
answer some questions.
On the line, and I feel
someone
bad.
From Florida.
Some
do the Florida
questions.
The questions.
There's no one from Florida.
Okay.
But
Jenny,
let's
Florida
go with,
is not a real state anyway.
Let's go with John in California. Lots of Californians loving the SS.
Yo.
Suicide time. It's not the Nazis.
Hey, you guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Totally. Hey, I got to see you guys in Bakersfield. It was like 2 years back when you guys were playing with Static X and Mudvayne. Pretty awesome show.
Yeah, cool,
yeah.
Man. Glad you enjoyed.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was able to get a signed poster and CD. But my question for you is, what is the biggest prank you guys have pulled amongst yourselves or in between bands?
Honestly, some of the things we do while we're on tour, you can't speak of, but we've done some really fucked up shit to a lot of bands. Like a lot of it consists of, like, if you buy, like, raw fish or raw meat and you hide it in the bus or their van, and they don't know it's there. It'll just be in, like, a compartment somewhere on the bus.
Or take a dump in a grocery bag and put it in their trailer,
yeah.
Like, behind the merch so no one really knows. The merch is always in the back. Or I think the one that I remember, because it was really early on when we first started touring, was we covered nights like these vans in condoms because their guitar player was a virgin. And we used to make fun of him, even though he's the best dude in the world. Like, we covered their entire van in condoms, like, literally from...
Trojan. We used
exactly.
Them.
They gave us a
We used them.
It was somebody was on tour. Unearth was on some other tour, and they gave somebody a box of condoms, and we had just too many
ruined,
condoms.
Yeah,
we covered their entire
van. But
the sun
baked them to the
wrappers
so they
or
had
out
like,
of the wrappers.
We unwrapped them and unraveled them.
It took a while
them,
to do the whole van.
The whole van, like
a paint job.
We broke them so we could cover the entire antenna.
Did you take pictures?
The entire antenna was covered in condoms.
Did you take pictures?
I didn't even have a camera.
I didn't even.
We were just rocking it like early on, man.
Like 1986.
That's like when you put out your Beatles album.
I was in my dad's balls and I was doing this.
Yeah. Wait, how old are you guys?
I'm 23.
How old are you?
I just recently turned 26.
Oh.
Recently?
Young.
In October.
That's pretty recent.
Listen, when you get over 25, you start, you know.
How fucking fast is this year going?
Yeah, fucking
tell me about it.
Fuck it.
OMD.
Tell me about
it. It's going to go faster, what, like 2 days per day?
Yep.
And we covered Stick to Your Guns van like every day in trash because they were really against littering.
And so we'd take all the trash from our like shit and put it on there.
And we'd just cover their fucking shit.
And just trash. And they would have to go like take it somewhere responsibly.
Yeah.
Like dummy.
That's my drink.
Oh, is that a cheer? Let's take Dakota, the one who didn't win a prize.
Dakota, you lost, homie. What's up?
But you win because you get to talk to Suicide Silence.
That's
my right
now.
I just threw
What's
up.
What's up, you guys?
You lost, homie.
What's your question, Dakota?
What's up, brother?
I just want to know, you guys like Machine Head, right?
Yep.
Who?
Machine Head.
I'm just kidding, dude. Yeah.
The Bush song?
Yeah, of course. I love Machine Head. I love Machine Head.
They're amazing dudes and amazing
bands. As dudes and one of my favorite bands ever.
I just want to know what your guys' favorite album was by them.
I don't know. I really do. I like The Blackening.
The Blackening's by far my...
You know, Burn My Eyes fucking is one of those ones that people don't, you know, I don't know. But... I will say this, that I got to hear the pre-production of the new Machine Head album.
Recently.
At Golden Gods Awards.
Yeah.
And holy fuck. Holy fuck is all I have to say. The new...
That's all you did say.
I don't know what else to say after that.
No, dude. It's seriously... Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Cool.
So all I have to say is that I think that their newest record, I don't know if it even has a title yet. It will be my favorite.
What? No, I don't know. Let's get Maria in California on the line. Maria, are you there?
Maria, hello.
Hello? Shut up. This is for Midge. It's a silly question, but listen carefully. Okay. What would you do to stop a zombie apocalypse if you only had an ice cube, a banana, and a pack of Christmas cards?
Christmas cards?
If I had a fucking ice cube.
That's a very specific question.
A banana.
Is that
and
all
a
you
pack
have right
of
now?
Christmas cards. How am I going to survive the apocalypse?
Is there like a punchline that she's going to deliver for this?
Do you want to finish the sentence for me? I have no idea. Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Some wild sex. That's what you could have.
Zombie sex?
I'm going to answer it for Mitch.
Go, Mark. Go.
I would fucking run to the nearest gun store.
But no, you don't have money. You have a banana and some other bullshit.
I'd use that ice cube to start breaking the window.
All right.
No. You
throw it at the store clerk.
You melt the ice for water. You eat the banana for sustenance, but then you use the cards to just give everyone paper cuts to fucking chop it.
Oh, and you use the banana peel to trip them up.
That's exactly. Not in the guide to the survival.
Zombies.
I know. I just
zombies
read that.
Not in it. That's not in it.
Not
in it.
That's actually a really good book.
Great. That's a bad strategy. I'm sorry. That's not going to work out for you.
That was a Burke I read.
Where'd you come up with those weird things to have? Are you still there? Good, I don't want to hear the answer.
She's still here. We got it.
What really? What
there
did
she
you,
is.
She's starstruck by suicide.
Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. My friend told me a while ago, but they had better explanations because you guys are like, what the fuck?
Well, what would you say? You'd probably be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly. If I'm being
they're
very busy making music and touring. Does not sit around thinking about banana questions.
Yeah. I'll eat the fuck out of a banana, but I don't want to talk about it.
Let's get Eric from Arkansas on the line. He's been waiting for a while. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your question,
Eric? What a V-Dog.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of you guys, but I have not seen you or have any of your albums yet, which sucks.
How huge are you? Like, are you
if I could, I'd carve you into my chest.
So
but you haven't ever bought a record.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any money.
But not drop a couple bucks.
I understand you don't have any money. I understand.
So long as you come out to the shows and we play in the area and you go nuts, that's all we can give.
But he's never seen you live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But my question is for both you guys.
Where are you from again?
Arkansas.
Yeah. We haven't been to Arkansas too often.
But when we go, we play like places that.
We play places that were there.
$5. Very cheap price. But yeah, go ahead.
So what's your question?
Okay, my question for both you guys is: who is your favorite celebrity chef?
Celebrity chef.
Yeah, not just a regular chef.
I like Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm actually published in a cookbook.
Really?
His own favorite chef.
I'll have you know. Oh. Yeah. My dad taught me how to make this like bomb-ass jerk chicken that's unbelievable. And so I kind of adapted my own recipe to it, and now that it's called mashed potatoes.
The book.
I'm thinking so hard right now about if I even know the name of a celebrity chef.
Yeah,
the Swedish chef.
Hey, just go with the heavy metal.
He's a celebrity.
What about Emeril? Emeril Lagasse? Is that his name?
Yeah, but
he doesn't, listen to metal, so fuck him.
It's true.
He reads a lot of
Burke. No, Jimmy Kimmel, dude. He hasn't written a fucking Burke, but you know, he's a good cook.
All right.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right.
Alrighty.
I like food.
I think that's about enough time we've spent doing stuff.
Are we really going to go out on that question?
That's a terrible ending.
Come on, one more.
Your
favorite celebrity
more.
Chef. Pick one somebody's
got
a knowledge.
The last caller better be like with some profound.
Okay, I got a question.
Uh-oh.
Is that are those Black Flag logos on your fingers or no?
Oh,
no.
You know how many times he gets that?
Yeah, all the time.
Twice?
What's her finger?
Black Flag is badass. Henry Rollins is a badass. But these, no.
Are they covering up something secret?
Yeah.
Is it a broad's name?
No.
Right. We get a broad's name on their knuckles. That's like kind of violent.
Don't say that. What
if
that's
it
what
was,
it was?
Imagine if her name was like Shaquanda and you had like double up on name. Like
yeah, you'd be out of
letters.
Fingers.
Yeah, you'd be out of fingers and toes.
Well, leave the vowels out. You could do that.
All right. I guess we'll do Thomas and Calvin.
By the way, if this is about chefs or anything, just hang up.
Thomas in California, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
You called already, didn't you?
What's your favorite color?
Yes, but I got another question for you guys.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. It is for Mitch and Mark. All right. At Mayhem Festival in Mountain View, it's my birthday, and I was wondering if you guys could do anything special.
Yeah, if you come to the signing at the merch tent, we'll do something. Well, like we'll just give you like a bunch
hand
of shirts.
We'll give you
and
stuff.
A bunch of shirts.
Mark will
like,
give
we'll
you
sign.
All the metal injection shirts I've given them. He'll pass those youth larges along to you.
And a copy
have
of
you ever seen a real life penis before?
You won't.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like
no,
a
grown
you man.
You won't have to wait in line for the signing and shit.
Mountain View. That's Shoreline, right?
Yeah, it's Shoreline.
The first. I think it's the first.
Second.
Oh, excuse me.
Come on, bro.
You're fucking
what am I on the Mayhem Fest payroll?
Yeah, what do you run a metal site?
Yeah, exactly.
What are we, one of the sponsors of Mayhem Fest?
You beat me to the punch.
Are we one of the sponsors of Mayhem Fest or something? Yes.
You're right.
We'll edit that out.
We'll edit that out. We can make your birthday badass, for sure.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling in, Thomas. And I want to thank Mark and Mitch from Suicide Sounds for sitting in this whole show. The first band to sit in on a whole show. Yeah. We had Odorous come
by. We don't have anywhere to go.
Oh, cool.
Dave?
Our flight doesn't leave
Rocky?
Tomorrow morning.
Rocky,
what else can we do?
He didn't sit in the whole show?
He came in
for an hour.
He came straight from a Guar show.
Out of his mind wrecked.
I love that guy.
And his penis was out.
Yeah,
literally was
being
out.
In the apartment, he
why was I the only one that saw it?
I don't know. We all looked away.
I have the coolest
I'm
story
kind of very
about
glad
Dave Rocky.
Let's hear your
okay,
Dave
Rocky. Okay, so we were playing, we were doing this Australian tour. It was like No Sleep Till Fest. We were doing this fest, and we landed in New Zealand, and we tried to find somewhere to drink, and we found this place that had this big ass like.
It was like a pitcher that had its own tap.
It was a
pitcher to your table.
Yeah, it was a pitcher with a tap, and we were just sitting outside like eating pizza and drinking, and then he walks by. I've never even seen Dave Brocky without fucking Odorous gear on, and I hear him. He goes, "Man, that shit looks fucking cool. I want one of those." Or says something. I'm like, I recognize that voice. I look at him like. I see his eyes, like big bulging eyes. I'm like, that's totally fucking Brocky. Like, I know who that is.
Yeah.
And then he sat
like
down and we just drank. We got fucking wasted. We ran down the street. We bought a whole entire duck from a Chinese market.
It was steamed.
Wow.
Duck.
Yeah, ate the entire duck.
Yes.
Ate this entire duck.
And then open, ate the fucking brain.
We smashed the brain open, ate the brains, and then we sang Bohemian Rhapsody, fucking Dream On, and Come Sail Away.
This is why touring is amazing.
It was the coolest moment of my life in Australia. Well, in New Zealand. The first day it was an Australian tour, but the first day was in New Zealand. It was the coolest thing that I've ever done in my life.
That is an incredible story to go out on.
It was so
fucking
cool.
They can really eat. When we went to that Italian restaurant, they were like, the bill was like $1 billion.
Yeah, it was like
a billion.
Literally a billion. No, it was like $550.
Right. Well, the label said, take them out to eat. So they brought every single member of Guar,
band
every
and crew.
Everyone they knew.
Every semen pumper that shoots the shit out into the sky.
Was the broad there?
Amazing.
No. They don't have, she doesn't hang out with them
and
anymore.
And you guys had a full Scoville.
Well, Rob was working for the label.
The label.
My favorite thing that kind of, it doesn't ruin Guar at all. Their slaves are really their slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interns.
They're
slaves. No. They're their crew.
They're fucking crew. They're slaves. Slaves are really their slaves. Yeah. Like they are the ones that are pumping the blood and the fucking cum and the fucking shit.
Yep.
Like, hell,
but actually, a lot of them work in the art department.
They also
they're all art fucking students became a band.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but funny thing about that story is this is the first time I worked at a label and I never like went out with a band.
Don't lie.
So you've never worked
for a label.
I worked for a shitty label.
What label is that shitty label?
DRT Entertainment.
Guar was like the only good band.
So shitty, I don't even know what it is.
It doesn't even exist anymore. Went out of business
because
it was so poorly run.
Why is Guar on this label?
Yeah, but I called my boss and I was like, hey, they were like, they want to go out for drinks or something. Like, am I supposed to pay for it? I didn't really know how it worked. He's like, yeah, just pay for it and get the receipts, and it's fine. I'm like, is there, like, a limit? He was like, you can literally ring up a $500 bill, and we will cover it. So I literally rang up a $500 bill.
Wow, $500.
$500. Do you have $500?
Damn.
Do you have, I'm sorry.
Wow, that's
I'm
a
sorry.
Big bill. I don't
I'm
know
sorry.
What to do with my
money. We don't make Someone suicide drink. Silence money in here.
Oh,
sorry,
shit. Oh, I could bring that down to so many jokes right now, but I'm not going to. Well, no, $500 between you and Guar is nothing.
That's nothing.
I guess it was like 12 people.
And not even including drugs.
The crack. I couldn't buy the crack because the drug dealer gave no receipts.
But you made a deal.
No, what was great is
like
they were
a
bigger band
on
the Australian tour, so they had this like super rider, a ton of liquor and beer, and we always got all the weed.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, you want to smoke weed? Yeah, we got weed. Oh, yeah, I'd love to take a shot.
Here's our liquor cooler.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
They are the coolest dudes. Oh, I love that band.
Yeah. There you go. Go listen to Guar. Listen to Suicide Silence as well.
The Black Crown.
The new album, The Black Crown. We might have been talking about it a little bit tonight.
Not so much.
Played some of it.
You can play Human Violence.
Human Violence.
That's the only other song you can play is Human Violence.
You sure that's cleared? Okay. You're not going to yell at you?
We are the ones getting... I don't know who's getting yelled at, but we're getting emails like, you guys played a song that's not allowed to be played.
Oh, but you played it live, so that's why I assume.
Yeah, fuck it. It's live. So, yeah.
Cool.
Human Violence?
Don't do Witness and Addiction. That'll ruin everything for us.
All right. Human Violence.
Before you do that, we should give all the plugs, too. Give everything. All the dates and everything. And Pat, Fat, Pat.
Wasn't it Fit for an Autopsy? June 26th, their album comes out.
Amazing.
It's really, really
band.
Good. Yeah. Nate Johnson is in the band.
Listen to it.
One of the best vocalists.
Fucking amazing.
Our friends, The Devastated, are on Central Media. Their album doesn't have a release date, but...
They used to be Oblige.
They used to be called The Oblige. They're called The Devastated now.
And their record comes out on Central Media.
Eventually.
Eventually. It's kind of late, but whatever.
And, of course, check out Suicide Silence all summer on the Mayhem Festival. They'll be playing with some other bands you might have heard of, like Megadeth, Machine Head, Trivium, and these two bands I've never heard of, Disturbed and Godsmack. I don't know who those guys are.
Who?
Just come to see me. I'm the most important one.
That's right. Dave Mustaine will be there.
Hello, somebody. Who is that I'm looking at?
And if you cannot afford tickets, although they're really cheap, we're giving away tickets to every stop on the tour on Metal Injection.
Keep listening and make it happen. Keep listening and make
so,
it happen.
So here we go. We're going to end it
also,
up.
Also, wait. Mosh Potatoes. Buy Mosh Potatoes.
Oh, and buy the book Mosh Potatoes.
I'll give you some royalties.
And you'll have
and
the
you'll
best recipe for chicken of your life. If you like spicy food,
burp.
Make some spicy shit.
And here we go. Suicide Silence.
Oh, that's not it. Right.
Here's Suicide
Silence.
With Human Violence. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you, guys.
Being number two, no. I fucked up. I'd give anything for that chance.
Come get away. Watch your smelly ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
work with Steve Evans.
You know, 10 steps forward with going. It was just.
We know running a small business keeps you busy, so take a break. Go eat.
It's time to return. I would like to publish the show.
Who doesn't?
My favorite strain.
I'm going to play our